You mean we've covered all of this?
Yes, ma'am. all that, you know, where we started, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought.
Yeah.
All right. If you're telling someone, you know, to do something, you say he should blank that. He should
do that, like, do that.
All right. How might you tell somebody to do this if it's to be in a cautious way? How might you tell them to do it? If you say, what's another word for cautious, in other words? Be blank.
Particular.
All right, particular.
Be careful.
Be careful, all right. If I say something to you, I say, I dare you to go through that. What would you reply to me if I were to say to you, I dare you to do that?
I don't take a day. I'll do it anyway.
Okay. That's good. When you say, if I were to, please finish the sentence, if I were to give you the sentence. You aren't doing what you blank to do.
What you're supposed to do.
All right, suppose, what's another word?
Ought.
All right. Say I whipped a little boy at school and he didn't do anything wrong. He might come up to me and say, you blank,
you spanked me, you punished me.
You punished me and you blank because, I didn't do anything wrong. He's telling me
you shouldn't have done it because I didn't think doing it. You spanked me, you shouldn't because I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. If I were to give you this and say, will you do this? And you would say, no, I blank do it.
I can't.
What about another word for can't?
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't? Or what
couldn't.
About? Couldn't. Couldn't. In refusing a very strong way, you would say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I...
Will not. Cannot.
Will not. Cannot. What about won't?
I won't.
All right. When you get something done that is hard work and you've done it all by yourself and your friends are standing around without helping you, you might say you should have...
Helped me.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I blank...
But I think...
I think, or you could say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get out in the yard and finish the work.
I will get out in the yard and do the work if it quits raining by Thursday.
All right, what if you're not feeling quite up to it? You're not too
I
sure?
Might. I might do it.
All right. What about if you're going to do it, maybe tomorrow you're going to do it rather than today? How would you say that?
If I can, I will.
All right. But I'm talking about using the word might.
If I can, I might do it tomorrow.
All right. What is the bird that we see? This is about animals. What is the bird that we see at night sometimes and his eyes glows in the dark?
Owl.
All right. Now, what kinds of owls do you know about?
I just don't know this owl, that's all.
Just
owl. I don't know.
Screech owl or...
Hooting owl or some of that.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's another kind of bird, you know, he drills holes in trees.
Uh-huh, woodpecker.
All right, now, another kind of animal, altogether different, has a terrible smell and he's black and
white. Uh-huh, polecat.
All right. What are these animals, you know, like a dog is constantly hanging around a trash can and you say, get out of here, you... What?
Mongrel.
You mongrel or you what? There's another word. It could be a cat, it could be anything. You say... Get out of here, you old...
Dirty animal?
Oh, I'm going to get me a gun and shoot that...
Well, it's some ugly words somebody might use, but I will.
You would use it.
Uh-huh.
What about the word varmint?
Yeah, I'll shoot that varmint.
Varmint, all right. The little animals that run around in our trees out here that we just watch.
Squirrels.
All right, what are some of the squirrels that you know, the different colors of them, anyhow?
I don't know but one color.
And what's that?